One of the top 10 most influential men on the planet.
Hey, it's Jason Capital.
Jason Capital. He is the preeminent expert.
Jason Capital has been recognized as a top 100 entrepreneur by the White House.
There's very few people in the world like Jason Capital.
He gets right to the core.
It surrounds you with an energy unlike anything you've ever experienced.
There's a ton of value, but it's presented in a really consumable way.
In my definition, the way I describe freedom is getting what you want, when you want, with who you want.
This is pretty much just an awakening to the world.
Jason Capital.
What we're going to be talking about here today is something that I first learned from Taki Moore, and he called it the content twister. I've since updated it a little bit, and I've tweaked it for what I think it fits better now. I think it's just more dynamic now, and that's what I'm going to teach you, kind of like my updated version of the content twister. And then, of course, this begs the question, why content? Why do we need to think about content? Why do we need to create content? Why do we need to share content? What is the point of content, right? Well, the first one is, well, content is how you establish credibility with your audience. Hopefully everyone here knows who Jillian Michaels is, right? Jillian Michaels was the Biggest Loser, the trainer on that TV show. And I don't care how good of a personal trainer that you are. Let's say you're in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and you have a gym there, and you're the number one badass trainer in Oklahoma. Cool. Jillian Michaels comes to Tulsa, Oklahoma, and she opens a gym there. She's gonna steal your clients. Gonna steal your fucking clients, and she's gonna charge them more, and she's probably gonna deliver a worse service because she's probably not as good at training as you are. It doesn't matter. She has significantly more credibility, more celebrity, more authority, and so she's gonna win. And so we need, like if you're having trouble getting leads or getting clients or getting sales, a big issue is that you don't have enough credibility, right? And it's not that, let me rephrase that. It's not that you don't have enough credibility, it's that your prospect doesn't believe you have the credibility that you want them to believe you have. This is a story problem, right? Think about it like this. If this is prospect over here, by the way, drawing is not one of my high income skills either, but if this is prospect over here, and this is you, internally, you know all of your credentials, right? Like if this was me, I might say I was recognized by the White House as a top 100 entrepreneur. I sold $40 million before I turned 30. I've worked with over 1 million people. I have 9 million or students in freaking 5.5 months now, right? Like that would be all the stuff that I know inside. But what the fuck does the prospect know about me? What does your prospect know about you? What is the story in their head about you and your positioning and your credibility? If, this is how I want you to think about this, if their list in their brain is the same as this one over here, then you're fucking good. Because this is like your top credibility story over here. And if your top credibility story is the exact story they have about who is this person in their brain, you're killing it. That's the ideal. How often does that happen though? Very rarely, very rarely. Mostly because most of us never take the time to figure out what is our ideal credibility story, like our top 3 to 5 credibility pieces about ourselves and our ability to help our clients or customers get the result, right? Instead, we're all over the place talking about all these different things. When think about the most credible people, like Donald Trump, very, very credible. Whether you love him or hate him, he is one of the most credible human beings on the planet. He doesn't repeat what he did yesterday or last week to establish his credibility. He's got like 3 or 5 or 7 things that he thinks are his most credible things or accomplishments or stories that he has. And then he repeats them over and over and over. Real estate mogul, reality TV star, owns hotels, tallest building in New York. Like he's got like 4 or 5 and he's just gonna keep repeating them over and over and over. Right, and he's got that other one, he just goes, listen, I'm very, very rich. Right, he's got that one too, and that one's funny. But the point is that there's a lot of things that could be credible about you. What are the top 3 or 4 or 5? And then you just repeat those over and over to your audience so that your credibility, your top credibility pieces become their story about who you are when they think about you. They go, who is this person? And then they remember the top 3 or 5 credibility things that you have. And that's the story. That is the ideal, all right? How do we do this though? How do we establish the White House thing and the 40 million thing and the million people thing, the millionaire students thing? How do we establish that to our audience without just being like, hey, here's a side note, by the way. if you are running an ad, like on cold traffic, meaning people who don't know you, it is a very, very viable copywriting and speaking technique to say, hey, you don't know me and you probably think I'm full of poop. So let me tell you very quickly about myself. I was recognized by the White House as a top 100 entrepreneur. I sold over $40 million before the age of 30. I've worked with over 1 million people in the last 12 years that I've been doing this, and I now have 9 millionaire students that I've helped create, and I want to do the same for you. That would work great on a cold audience, right? But to your warm audience, meaning people who follow you on Instagram or Facebook or Snapchat or TikTok or Twitter or LinkedIn or a podcast or whatever it might be, you can't just keep saying that over and over and over.
Hey, why don't you have the time you want for yourself yet? Why does your job keep letting you down? It's because you haven't developed the high income skills yet to create your own high income empire for yourself and your family. So at the link below, you now have me as your personal mentor completely free for the next 7 days. You have a free username and password. I'm gonna get started with you right away. And if you love it, it's only $10 a month after that. All right, you pay more for Spotify, and I promise you Spotify is not gonna change your life and your business the way that this can. The Rock can do this forever. So hit that link and come join us inside right now.